I thought, as it relates to one ha'ara of raid, so we left a little bit of raid on the table the earlier part of the week. So just to go back and speak out one ha'ara as it relates to Periko Isha Shenes Armelo, which is Kasha Olai Pre Daschen, and to speak out something regarding one of the themes of the end of the Perik, and that was the concept of Bishvuya Hekivu. So it was Mavu in the Gemaras that although a Shvuya, a woman that was taken into captivity, Chazal were concerned that maybe she was Zinsa, and as a result, we need to treat her in Halacha like a Zayna. So for example, a Koyein is not allowed to marry a Shvuya, even though there's no Edim that testified that she's a Zayna, that she was ever Zinsa. But at the same time, there's a pretty good chance that that might have happened. As for that reason, there's a Halacha that the Kohen's not allowed to marry her. But Bishvuya Hekivu, there's a whole bunch of different kulas. We can't chazar all the kulas. The most notable one is an Eid Echad is believed, an Isha is believed, Apostle is believed. But one of the themes of the end of Perek Isha Shenes Armelo is this concept of Bishvuya Hekivu. And Pashup Shad in Bishvuya Hekivu is because we don't really know that she was Zinsa. It's only a Chashash. Chazaka maybe, but we don't know for sure. And because we don't know for sure, so that opens up the door for us to be able to be Mekel in the event that Chazal felt that they wanted to be Mekel. And that's why there's like a Heim Amru, a Heim Amru in the whole Sugi of Shvuya. On the one hand, we're Machmer, but then again, on the other hand, we're Mekel. Very similar to Be'edos Isha Hikilu, where you find a concept that Chazal took it upon themselves for a reason, different reason, that we're going to go be Mekel, but that's this concept of B'Shvuya Hikilu. But the truth is, when we went through the Gemara, we went through this too quickly. But there's really another concept of Bishvuya Hekivu that surfaced in the Daf. It was really the last line of Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Gemara over there had told a story where the daughters of Shmuel were taken into captivity. It was the Gemara attributed to something that Avu the Shmuel had said, Kishkoga Sheyotze Melifnei Hashalet. But the bottom line is that these girls were taken into captivity, and they made their way to Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel lived in Harda, so they were taken from the Harda, but eventually they went all the way to Eretz Yisrael, and these girls somehow had an opportunity to run into Beis Medrash, and the Gemara says it was Reb Chanina Beis Medrash, and they said, each one individually, Nishbeisi, I want you to know that I was taken into captivity, V'tahirani, but I'm really Tahir. Now, the reason they did this was because they wanted to be the first ones to notify the courts that they were Shvuyos. Then, by saying Tahirani, they would be believed based on a Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. And Reb Chanina accepted what they said, paskind that they're Tahirais. Not only that, he told Reb Shemin Barabo, who was a Kayin, who was also a Shtichel Mishpacha, he said, Poit itpo b'kroi v'sayach. Go ahead and be Mekadosh these women, meaning these are women that you're allowed to marry. And then there was a big tumult that came out and emerged in Beis Medrash. The tumult was, is the Gemara says, that apparently they were Eidim b'Medina Sayam. And because they were Eidim b'Medina Sayam, that had information about what happened, so the Gemara held it was a little bit of a chiddush. The Reb Chanina was so rash, and he paskin that these Noshim should be Mutter. And the Gemara had a little bit of a discussion. What was the nature of the Eidos that these Eidim in Medina Sayam knew? And the Gemara said last words in Ksubas Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, Amar Rav Ashi Eidei Tuma Itmar. There were Eidim in Medina Sayam that knew that these women were Zinsa. And because they knew that these women were Zinsa, so it's for that reason the Gemara held that it was a Chiddush, and that's why there was this huge tumult that how could Shmuel's daughters marry Rav Shemin Barabba, one of them, L'chura, there were Eidim in Medina Sayam that knew not just that she was a Shvuya, that she was actually Zinsa. Now, the Gemara never clarified what's Takapshar. No, Adarabba. If there were Eidim in Medina Sayam that knew she was Zinsa, so how Taka was she allowed to now marry a Kayan? How was a Kayan allowed to marry her? So Taisvis has a little bit of an arichus, the last Taisvis in Ksubas Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. And Taisvis says that, of course, you have to say that these Eidim didn't know for sure that, or we didn't know for sure that there were Eidim in Medina Sayam, but there was a coil, there was a rumor. Meaning, a rumor spread that there were Eidim in Medina Sayam that knew that there was real Tumah that took place, that she and these girls were Mezana. But being that it was only a rumor, Reb Chanina felt you should be Mekel. And the reason Reb Chanina felt you should be Mekel, Tosfos quotes Rashi, who said, we don't know what this Rashi is, but Tosfos had a Rashi that said, because Bishvuya Hekivu. Chazal will make when it comes to a Shvuya. And the Emes, since the Rishonim all speak out, that it was a very, very big chiddush what happened. Because ordinarily, if Beis Din is passing a shayla, and all of a sudden there's a coil, there's a rumor that spreads, that there are Edom somewhere that knows what happened. They can't just be makel. They would have to figure out what the Edom had to say. Let's verify this rumor, verify this coil, and let's see taka what happened. But over here there was a special kula, b'shvuya hikilu, and here they were makel, and they said that even though there's a rumor that there might be Edom somewhere, but all we're dealing with is a shvuya, and being that all we're dealing with is a shvuya, here we're going to be makel. Now, this shvuya hikilu has no shaychis to the shvuya hikilu that permeated the whole end of the parak. Because the whole shvuya hikilu of the end of the parak was that all we know is that this woman was a shvuya. The question was she mezana, was she not mezana? So b'shvuya, chazal were machmer, but at the same time they were mekel, and therefore b'shvuya hikilu. Over here, we have a real chashash that there are eidim that know she was mezana. And in kol ha'Torah kula, if you learn hilchas eidim, you're going to find out that if there's a rumor, there's eidim, zogin derishayim, Beis Din has to do a proper due diligence. They can't close this case l'kula unless they figure out what these eidim have to say. Yet over here, b'shvuya hikilu, what does this have to do with b'shvuya hikilu? If there are eidim that know she was mezana, then there's a chashash, she might be a real zayin. So Tosfos quotes Rashi that said that the reason chazal were mekel is because all this was an esalaf. All it is an isalav. At the end of the day, what's at stake? What's the worst thing that might happen? A kohen might end up marrying this woman. Okay, and if he does, he'll be over a lav of zoyna. Okay, all it is an isalav now. It's an isalav. But relative to other sugis and chas, it's not that chamur. And Rashi Shita is that being that we're dealing with something that's merely an isalav, in this case, we could say, b'shvuya hikil. But Tosfos has a very gishmak akasha. The kosh l'Rabbeinu Tam. But Tosfos asked, Rabbeinu Tam said, I understand Rashi. Rashi, you're telling me that shvuya is only in a gay and isalav. Why is it only in a gay and isalav? Because the isar for a man, according to Mary Yazoyna, is a loisase. L'chura, ikonami isaskila. Every shvuya could be an isaskila as well. How so? In this sense, l'koyin. In the event that she's going to marry a kohen, they're going to have a child. This child is going to grow up thinking that he's a geherig kohen. It turns out he's really not. It turns out he's a ben zayna. He's the child of a zayna whose father was a kohen, similar to the ben gerusha ben chalutza, which means that really he's a cholol. What happens if he ends up doing the avoda on the mizbeach on Shabbos? He does an avoda that involves chol Shabbos. It's going to come out that he's chayiv skila for being Mechal Shabbos. So Zok, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, you said that Pshat in this other sugya of the Shvuya Hikilu on the bottom of Ksuvah's Chav Gimel Amad Aleph is because Shvuya is just an Isalav, which by the way would mean has nothing to do with Shvuya. It's more related to the fact that it's merely a Loisase. Freik Tosfos, how could that be? How could you tell me it's only a Loisase? Yeah, if all that happens is that the Kohen marries her, all it was a Loisase. But what happens if they have a child? The child ends up doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, think he's a kohen kosher, and then we find out later that really he's a cholol. So if we find out later that really he was a cholol, so it comes out, if he would do the avoid on Shabbos, a cholol, doing the avoid on Shabbos would involve his eskila. Right, some of the melachis involved chol Shabbos, shchita, haktar, there's some melachis that involve melach Shabbos. So what happens if this person, if he's a kohen kosher, then it's beseder. But if he's a cholol, who's not allowed to do the avoid, so it's going to come out that we have a problem. Zok, Rabbeinu Tam, it's for that reason I don't like Rashi's Pshat and the way he understood this other sugya of the Shvuya Hikilu. What then must the Pshat be? So Tosfos goes, and Tosfos says another Pshat. But Al-Kopanim, Tosfos Kash on Rashi was, that how could Rashi say the whole sugya of Shvuya, all those Gemaras we learned, are sugyas of Chayvi Lavin, it's possible that the sugya of Shvuya would be a sugya of Chayvi Mitzvah Bezen, even Chayvi Skila. How so? If a Kohen would marry a shvuya, and it would turn out that really she was a zoyna, then he would have a child. The child that's a chol is not supposed to do the avoda. If he would do the avoda on Shabbos, where it involved chol Shabbos, it comes out he's chayiv skila, where really he wasn't supposed to be chayiv skila. Freit afla. On Tosfos here, on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos is a pliatum. Afla says, we know the Gemara says, we've spoken about this over the years, it's in Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samech Vav and in other places as well, that even though a cholol is not allowed to do the avoda, even though a cholol is technically not a kosher a kohen, but at the same time, if a kohen cholol does the avoda is kshera. And the Gemara brings three different makairas to it. The makar that the Rambam quotes, la halacha, is it says, Baruch Hashem cheloi, ufoil yodav terza. And we learn from there that afilu chulim shaboy terza. That if a cholol would go and a cholol would do the avoda, so the avoda would be an avoda kshera. Zok tafla, zoysay meres. It's mavur that if a cholol does the avoda is a kshera. So if the avoda is avoda kshera, then why if a cholol would do the avoda on Shabbos, where it involved cholol Shabbos, would we say that he was Mechal Shabbos? L'chayra, if the avoid is kosher, so why should it be Chilul Shabbos? And it's a mefurish gemara that when a Cholol does the Avodah, it's an Avodah Kshera, Baruch Hashem Chelo Ufayel Yad of Terza, it's a freaked, that flaw in Tosfos. Tosfos said every Shvui could be Negeya Issa Skila. If the child would do the Avodah on Shabbos where it involves Chilul Shabbos, it's a lo nachon, it's not true. Because even if he does the Avodah on Shabbos, being that the Avodah is Kshera, I use a Cholol, Baruch Hashem Chelo Ufayel Yad of Terza, so it comes out, the Avodah is Kosher. If the Avodah is Kosher, why should it involve Chilul Shabbos? That's the Flos Kasha. And the Flos is a very big chiddush to answer this Kasha. Ayin Shom, the Mechaz Chinuch brings this Afla in a place, and he's mefalful in this Afla. But I was thinking, maybe you could say a pshat, based on something that we've spoken about in the past, and really, Ksubis, we know, is Shas Katan, which means it has everything in it. This is a little knetch of Kachin, but I think it's Kedai. And that is, we learned in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, we went through the Sugyas of Chol. We went through the Gemaras, and we went through some Raid as well. And one thing that emerges is that a Cholol is Kizar L'Chol Davar. The Rambam Lashon in many places is that a Cholol is a Zar. What does it mean he's a Zar? His father's a Kayan. So if his father's a Kayan, you would think he's a Kayan. But at the same time, in the event that his mother's a Psula, he is a Cholol, which makes him a Zar. Even L'Kula, he can marry a Grusha. He can't eat Truma. He is a full-fledged Zar. Not only that, the Gemara in Perek Aral has a lashon that cholol is lav zare shalaharin. In Yevamos, we spoke out some mondas what that means. But he's not even nisiyaches to aharin. You can't even call him up for an aliyah as if his father is a kohen and he's kadosh b'kedushas shalaharin. He's completely terminated as far as his yichus mizera hakohuna goes. He is a full-fledged zar. Stating that, the Gemara says in Kedushin Samech Vav, Baruch Hashem Chelo Yipol of Yadav Tirtze, that if Cholo would do the Avodah would be a Kasher Avodah. So here's the Chakira. Yesh Lachker, very, very basic Chakira. What's the gather in the fact that when a Cholo does the Avodah is Kasher? Is the Vart that a Cholo is a Zar? He's a Zar L'Chol Dover. If you can marry a Grusha and you can't give him Truma, and the Gemara says, Lav Zarish Alahara Mikri, means he's a Zar. He's a full-fledged Zar. It's as if he came from Shevet Zvulun. But at the same time, Stachidish Atayro, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Foil Yod of Teretz, that if he does the Avodah is going to be Kasher. Now, ordinarily, if a Zar does the Avodah is possible. But here there's a Chiddush that if a Zar does the Avodah is going to be Kasher. Oye Shloimar, the Geder of Baruch Hashem Chelo, Ufoil Yod of Teretz, is not that he's a Zar whose Avodah is Kasher. But the Geder is that Klape Avodah, we look at him as a Kohen. It's a carve out. In the whole concept that a cholol is a zar. Thus, hey, regarding marrying a grusha, regarding truma, and regarding tumas kayanim, and all these different halachas, it's true, we treat him like a zar. But when the Torah said, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, what the Torah was saying was, is that there is one parish in the Torah that we don't look at him as a zar, there's one parish in the Torah that we look at him as a kay. Meaning, it's a chiddush nifla that you have someone that in every single area in Shulchan Aruch we view as a zar, but in one area, somehow, we're treating him like a kay. The question is, what's the lumdis? Is the lumdis that he's a zar l'chal davar, kamash Malon, that even though ordinarily a Zar can't do the Avodah and his Avodah is Nishkan Avodah, but over here his Avodah is going to be an Avodah, or Kamash Malon, that Klapi Avodah, we actually treat him like a Kohen. I think it's a very basic, elementary Chakira that we have every right to clear. Emes is the Mechaz Chinuch in two places. It's a mitzvah Shin Tzadik, and it's also a mitzvah Ayin Reish He, also known as Reish Ayin He, says that it's Pasha to him that if a Cholo would do the Avodah, he would be over the Isser that a Zar has of doing the Avodah. And not just that, if he did it b'mezid, it would be Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim, just like a Zar is Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim when he does certain Avodahs. On the bottom of the Michas Chinuch, the Metzai in different Mar Mekoymus of Gedoy L'Achrayin, where it seems that not everybody agreed with this Chiddush of the Michas Chinuch. Why? Because at the end of the day, if a Chol does the Avodah is Kasher. So why would it be so Pashit that if he does the Avodah, he's over the Isser that a Zar has for doing the Avodah? And that he would even be Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. But Al Koponim, from the Michas Chinuch, it sounds like if he's over the Isser Zar and he gets the Einish that a Zar gets from doing the Avodah, that means that even in Hilchas Avodah, we really treat him like a Zar. Aye, the Avodah is Kasher. Now, must be the Pshat is that even though he's a Zar, still the Avodah is going to be Kasher. One Gishmaka Hoysofa to this, maybe, and that is, if a Zar does the Avodah, a regular Zar, not a Chalo, if a regular Zar does the Avodah, so the Halach is the Avodah is an Avodah Psula, right? It's not a Kasher Avodah. What's the makar to it? So the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak, Masach Tzvachim, brings a limud. We learn that from a limud, there's a drasha that if a zar would do the avodah, that the avodah would be possible. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Masach Tzvachim, Freak Rabbi Kiva Eger, that I don't understand. Why do I need a pasuk? It's in Daf Tezvav on the base to tell me that if a zar does the avodah, but the avodah is psula. We know there's machlik is a bayva rava in the beginning of Masach Tzmura. If someone does an iser, Iovid Mahani or Iovid Loi Mahani. Rava Shita is Iovid Loi Mahani. It's a freak Rabbi Kiva Eger, Geshmak Kakash. According to Rava, that holds Iovid Loi Mahani. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that if a zar does the avodah, the avodah is not a kosher avodah? It's pasuk Iovid Loi Mahani. A zar is not allowed to do the avodah, and FLP came, he did it, so he's an Iovid. Alocha should be Loi Mahani. As I freak Rabbi Kiva Eger, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that if a zar does the avodah is not a avodah, meaning there's no ritzui, you need a kain to do the avodah all over again? It's pashit. E ovid loy mahani. There's an issa for a zar to do it. So if you hold the ovid mahani like Abaye, it's very good. But Rava holds the ovid loy mahani. It's a fake Rab Kiva Eger that according to Rava, who holds the ovid loy mahani, why do I need a pasuk? Zok Rab Kiva Eger. L'shoyne hazov. Gam yesh loymer. Kivan de matzinu b'chalol. Af de muzer. You find a chal who's not allowed to do the avodah. But im other b'shoigig. But if he does the avodah b'shoigig, avodas k'sheira, the avodah is going to be kosher. Kiti isa b'kedushin dafsach maflava mebeis v'yalef lamikroy. And it's learned out from Psukin. Haregila kra. So the Torah was just megalatos. The bazara the avodah I avod mahani. Zokt Rab Kiva Eger, I'll tell you a posh the teretz. Because a cholol is like a zar. A cholol is also not allowed to do the avodah. And FLP came, if he did the avodah, Rab Kiva Eger says, b'shoig, it's a big machlokes b'shoinim with this, b'shoig, b'mez. But the bottom line is, if he does it, for sure b'shoigig, that loch is avodah sekshera, baruch Hashem chela, and all the drashas that the Gemara brings. So you see that even though he was an Iovid, still it was mahani. So Rab Kiva Eger said that had I not had a posik to tell me that if a zar does the avodah, it's possible, I would have thought that maybe avodah over here, even the mandama that holds the avodah mahani, is going to hold the Yavid Mahani because Cholo Teichiach, because you see it from a Cholo. Kamash Vlon, that if a Zohar does the Avodah, it's going to be possible. But Al Kopanim, Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be shtelling to and comparing a Zohar doing the Avodah to a Cholo doing the Avodah. A Cholo doing the Avodah to a Zohar doing the Avodah. Ad Kiteikach, Zohar Rabbi Kiva Eger, that I needed a Pasuk to tell me that if a Zohar does the Avodah, the Avodah is going to be possible. Ah, Yavid Loi Mahani, because I would have thought Cholo Teichiach. A Cholo is also an Yavid. He also was over an Isser. Like the Mechaz Chanuch said, he was over the Isser. Which Isser? Which is it? Doesn't say in the Torah, Chol is not allowed to do the avodah. It's a zaros. He's a zar. And because he's a zar, so he did that. But the bottom line is that Mechaz Chinuch, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gedolei Achrayim seem to have named on that if a Cholo does the avodah, he's over the Issa Zaros, the Einshim of Zaros. And if that's the case, you see that even in Hilchas Avodah, we treat him like a zar. So it'd be more glatt. And more mistaber to say that even though you find that his avodah is kosher, which is in contrast to an ordinary zar, where his avodah is going to be possible, but the get advarim is that he's a zar, true, and a zar ordinarily, if he does the avodah, it's possible. Zvachim tezvav, learned out from Sukkim. Cholol's different based on the gzeres hakasev that even though he's a zar, still his avodah is going to be kosher. Inami. You could always kvetch the other tzad, and you could always say that it's true. Klapi the iser avodah, we treat him like a zar. But klapi the kashrus of the avodah, we treat him like a kayin. But the end of the day, the gedder advarim of why the avodah is kosher is not because we see him as a zar that's doing the avodah, who's somehow, in this case, is avodah's kosher. But klapi the kashrus of the avodah, we see him as arish alaharin, we see him like a kayin kosher, and therefore it's going to be kosher. It could be that really this chakira is a mafurish gemara. It's a gemara mesach, this makis, a very geshmaki gemara, tafir al from the base. The gemara over there discusses the halacha of the ritzech b'shoigig. We know a ritzech b'shoigig goes to galus until the kohen gadol dies. The gemara says, what happens if somebody was ritzech b'shoigig and then the kohen gadol, who's reigning at the time, was found to be a ben gerusha ben chalutza. He was found to be a chalal. What happens to the Ritzach? Does he leave Galus or does he not leave Galus? So the Gemara pligi bar Rav Ami v'Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. It was a machlokes amiram. Chad Amar once said, Mesa Kahuna. Yeah, he leaves Galus because the Kohen Gadol just died. Now, he didn't physically die, but his Kahuna died. And because his Kahuna died, Mesa Kahuna, he's going to go free. The Chad Amar, the other one said just the opposite, Batla Kahuna. You know what just happened? What just happened was it was a Gloy Muslim Afreya that this Kohen Gadol was never a Kohen. So if he was never a Kohen, it means a Gloy Muslim Afreya was never a Kohen Gadol. What's the halach if somebody kills somebody B'shoigig and there's no Kohen Gadol? The halach is Einoi Chayzal Oilam. He's stuck forever. So the Gemara says there was a machloikis, literally mikotza lakotza, from sea to shining sea. One mandama said, Mesa kahuna. We found that he's ben grusha and chalutza. Okay, so the kahuna just died, you go home. The other mandama said, Batl kahuna. We look at it as there was never a Kohen Gadol, because he was never really a Kohen. It was Ben Gush Ben Chalutz, he's a Zohar. So if there was never a Kohen Gadol, he's going to remain forever. So the Gemara is mefalful a little bit in this machlaikis, and the Gemara says, what's Pshat in the man Nama that holds Mesa Kahuna? So the Gemara, you know Pshat in the man Nama is Mesa Kahuna, meaning L'chaira, where it's not Mesa Kahuna, L'chaira it's Batl Kahuna, because it was a Gloy Milsi, it was never a Kohen. So the Gemara, it's not true. Because being that Talach is that if a Cholo does the Avoida is Kshera. Bidi Eved, let's say, Bishoigeg. So it comes out that any avoida that he did Lamafreya was really a kosher avoida. And being that any avoida that he did Lamafreya was really a kosher avoida, so it's going to come out that really he was a Kohen and now Mesa Kahuna. So Zokti Gemara, what's the Tzad Mesa Kahuna? It sounds like the Tzad that needs to fend for itself. It sounds like the Tzad HaMechudesh has. It's because of Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Because the Avodah is a Kasher Avodah. So Epis Vos, he was a Kohen. Now we found that he's a Chol. Now we're not going to let him do the Avodah anymore. So it's going to come out now that it was Mesa Kahuna. That's Pshat in the Mandam of Mesa Kahuna. What does the Mandam of Batal Kahuna hold? What's the other time in the Gemara? Pasha learning a Gemara here, Marcus. What does the Mandam of Batal Kahuna hold? Could be the Mandam that holds Batal Kahuna held more Pashat. He held that it's true Baruch Hashem Cheloi. It's true that any Avoida that he did was a Kasher Avoida. Abinishni din Kayim din Zar. There's a Chiddush that a Zar that does the Avoida, B'shoigig, when he's a Cholol, it's going to be ordinarily Zvachim Tesvav, there's a limit that a Zar does the Avoida, it's not okay. Here, Fakir, there's a Drasha that says it is going to be Kasher. Thus, it's the Mandam that holds Mesa Kahuna holds that when the Cholo does the Avoida, when we say the Avoida is kosher, it's kosher begeder Kohen doing the Avoida. The Mandama that it says Batla Kahuna holds that the geder of a Cholo doing the Avoida is not begeder a Kohen doing the Avoida and therefore it's kosher, it's begeder a Zar doing the Avoida. And although ordinarily when a Zar does the Avoida, it's not kosher, but over here, Shteta Chiddush, that it's going to be kosher. I think it's glatt and geshmak in the Gemara here, Masechtas Makis Daf Yud Beis. What is the Rambam paskin? If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Ritzeach, Ushmiris HaNefesh, it's Perek Zayin, it's Halach Yud Beis, Ok the Rambam, Nigmar Dinoi, Finimtza HaKoyin HaGadol Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. There was a Gemara Din, someone is a Ritzeach B'shoigig. He's going to have to now spend some time in Golis. And then we find out that the Kohen Gadol is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Botlo Kohuna. It's Batl Kahuna. That says the Rambam held Batl Kahuna that we look at him as if he was a Zar. The Avoida was kosher. I know the Avoida was kosher. Rambam Paskins Baruch Hashem Chelo Yifal Yad of Teretzah. Rambam knows this halacha, but the gather of that halacha is that he was a Zar. Like the Mechas Chinuch said, he's over this a Zar, and he's Bichai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Avada he's a Zar. Navash Teta Chiddish, that ordinarily a Zar that does the Avoida is possible. Over here, the Zar that does the Avoida is kosher. It's all based on the Mudim, like Reb Kivega said. But the bottom line is, the Rambam's maskon, and as Zovi says, Mashur, the Mechas Chinuch, and maybe also Reb Kivega Eger, and maybe that's the Chakira here in the Gemara, and Makis Daf Yud Beis is that the Geder of a Cholo, who's a Zar L'chol Dover, yet his Avoida B'dieved is kosher, is that we look at him as a Zar who did the Avoida, and if a Zar did the Avoida, ordinarily, it's possible, but in this instance, there's going to be an exception to the rule. In this instance, it's going to be kasha. It's lefize yesh loymar. Maybe we can answer the haflos kasha based on Rei that we spoke about over the years, and that is the Shara Melech makes a diuk in a Rashi Masechtas Yevamos in Perik Arba Achim Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara there was discussing Azor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos. Azor did the Avodah on Shabbos. It's in the sugya of Isra Chal Al Isra. So one of the tucked away sugyas in Yevamos is in Perik Arba Achim. We have the halacha of the sugya of Isra Chal Al Isra. Says the Gemara, Azor that did the Avodah on Shabbos. Yesh kam mishum Zoros u mishum Shabbos. He's chayev too. He's chayev for a Zor doing the Avodah, which he wasn't allowed to do. And he's chayev for being Mechal Shabbos. If he did the Avodah on Shabbos, he's going to be chayev too. And the Gemara has a whole discussion, a very geshmaki discussion. What was the Avodah that this Zor did that we're discussing? He should be a chayev for Zor, chayev Shabbos. Let's say he did Zrika. So he'd be chayev for a Zor. Zor is not allowed to do Zrika, but there's no Mr. Shabbos. There's no chil Shabbos involved by doing the zrika. Gemara says tiltu ba'almahu. Maybe it's mukta, but it's not a real listed deraisa of which you'd be chayev misa. So what's the case of zar shashimish? So the Gemara throws out a bunch of different possibilities. The first possibility, that the most obvious, is maybe you shchita. He shechted. Oh, shchita is chil Shabbos, and shchita maybe a zar is not allowed to do. But the Gemara says ibe shchita b'zar ksheira. A zar is not chayev for doing shchita. We know shchita lav avoidehi. Shchita ksheira b'zar. So it can't be zar shashimish. Shabbos chayv shtayim is when he shechted on Shabbos. Why? Because the zar is allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Zok Rashi, shechita b'zar ksheira. This is a beautiful Rashi. Three words tucked away in Yevam Islamet Gimel Amet Beis. The inkan zaros. How could you tell me it's chayim mishum zaros? L'chayr shechita ksheira b'zar. Fake the Sharon Melech. Why Rashi only say the inkan zaros? That if a zar would shecht on Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayv shtayim because he wouldn't be chayv mishum zaros. Because the zar is allowed to shecht. Rashi should have said better. The inkan zaros. The inkan Shabbos. Both. There's no Zarus and there's no Shabbos. Zok to Sharon Melech. You see from Rashi a Dover Niflo. You see that even though Shechita is Ksheira Bazar, but a Zar that Shechta on Shabbos would be Mechal Shabbos. And even though there was Shechita going on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, but only Kehanim were allowed to Shechta on Shabbos. But as it relates to a Zar Shechting on Shabbos, a Zar that Shechts on Shabbos is going to be a Shechita is Ksheira Bazar. That's true. But on Shabbos, only a Kohen. This that Avoidos, Hutra and Chuya Eitzel Shabbos, that's only for a Kohen, but not for a Zohar. What the Pshat is, that's not for now. But that's the Diyuk that the Sharon Melech made in Rashi. But Al Kaponos Vavur in Rashi, that even though a Zohar is allowed to do a Shechita, and Shechita is Ksheira Bazar, but if a Zohar would Shecht on Shabbos, he would be Mechal Shabbos. Is Lefize Yeh Shloimar Niflo. Tosfos asked on Rashi. Rashi said b'shvuyah hikilu, even when there's eidei tumah sometimes. And what's the gedai v'arm? Because all it is a chayvei lavin. What worse than a chayvei lavin can come from a shvuyah? Freak, Rabbeinu Tam. I'll tell you what worse can come. What happens if a kohen marries a shvuyah? It's nesbara, she's a zoyna. He has a child. The child grows up not chapping, he's a cholol. He does have oidah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos that involved chilul Shabbos. It's going to be in a seskila. Freak, da flo. Why is it going to be in a seskila? Da void is ksheira. Avoidus ksheira, Baruch Hashem cheiloi. Kiddushin samich vav, makis taf yud beis. We know that avoidus kosher, so avoidus kosher, why would he be mechal Shabbos? The Teretz says it's true that avoidus kosher. But it's kosher as a zor that did the avoida. Because at the end of the day, he's a zor, he's a farting zor. Aye, the avoidus kosher, steht a chiddush, that whereas in zvachim, to esvav, we have a limud that if a zor does the avoidus posel, to steht afka, to steht that it's going to be kosher. But the gedder advarim of a chol doing the avoida and it being kosher is, he's kosher as a zor. Oh, if he's only kosher as a zar, that's the Sharon Melech Stiyuk in Rashi and Yevam Islam at Gimel Amid Beis. With Shechita, we're avadit ksheira bazar. And Shechita, you're allowed to do on Shabbos, but not a zar. And if a zar does Shechita on Shabbos, it's mavur in the sugi in Yevamis, that there's going to be a chiyev misa with a chiyev khatas with the ganze ganzkeit. So l'chayra a cholol doing shara voidois is comparable to a zar doing Shechita. Shechita is ksheira bazar, but not on Shabbos. Shara voidois a ksheira is becholol a benisht of Shabbos. So it could be the teretz to the haflos kasha on Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubis, Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. And by the way, this Rabbeinu Tam is also in Kedushin, Daf Yud Beis, is going to be the same as the diuk that the Shara HaMelech made in Rashi, Yevam Islam, at Gimel Amad Beis. When you learn these sugyas, so this Rashi is a very famous Mufursim Digger Rashi. Rashi, Yevam Islam, at Gimel Amad Beis, where it's Mufur in Rashi, that even though Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, but on Shabbos, if Bazar would do Shechita, he'd be Mechal Shabbos, maybe we found a Chover. Maybe we found the Tana de Mesayele to Rashi. And who is that? It's Rabbeinu Tam. Then Rabbeinu Tam, maybe it's also Mavur. This Yesoid, the Teretz that Aflos Kasha, that even though Avoidus Kasha doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be Mutter on Shabbos. Rashi said it regarding a regular Zar as it relates to Shechita. Rabbeinu Tam is saying it regarding the more Mechudishtig Zar, the Cholol, as it relates to Shara Avoidus.